Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Changes are a-coming in the spring window of college football. Believe it or not, it is happening.
Mac, you got to be excited about this.
I love it.
I think you're more excited.
I am actually really excited about this.
Everyone
should be. If you're a sports fan, this is great news.
News information came out yesterday that this is from CBS Sports. The NCAA is eliminating the spring transfer portal window and shifting to a single portal window, sources tell CBS Sports.
Good.
Finally.
Yes. I mean, it's been chaos,
it's
right?
It's been insane.
They've had a spring transfer. They've had a fall transfer. They've had a winter transfer. Basically, what we're getting down to is that it's transfer portal is open 365 days of the year. And every other sport has an opportunity to have a free agency period. I don't want to hear about classes, okay? Oh, they got to get enrolled so they can go to class and all that kind of stuff.
Go to class in college?
Exactly. Yeah. Let's not start with this guy's got to go to class.
Stop.
Bull crap, because it's not happening, okay? So
you don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly. The transfer window, in my opinion, should be the day after the national championship game is over, and then it closes on February 1st. That gives you 2 weeks to get your transfers and all that kind of stuff, your ducks in a row. All the coaches have been hired and fired at that point anyway, right? So you're talking basically from January 21st to February 1st. That's the transfer portal window. Or maybe you make it 2 full weeks and you go to February 7th, the day after the Super Bowl or something.
Or the day
like
after the national championship ends.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah,
to the day
yeah, yeah.
after the Super Bowl. However you want to do the 2 weeks, right? The 2 week window. And that's it. Tough. If you don't get transferred at that point in time, tough.
Yep.
There's nothing I can say. That's what they need to do. And for college basketball, the same thing. At the day after March Madness ends, just like they do in baseball, right? The day after the World Series is when free agency begins in Major League Baseball. Now, that takes an enormous long time to get anything done. I would rather have a process like football, like basketball,
the NBA.
The NBA free agency is over before it starts. Same with football. It's over before it starts. That's what college sports needs to be. And then for college basketball, the day after the tournament ends, after the national championship game, that Tuesday until like tax day, right? Like the next 2 weeks for basketball. And then call it a day, because it's way too much. There's too much gook out there. It gets all gummed up, you know? And so you get 2 weeks, and if you don't make your decision up in 2 weeks, sorry, this is called life. Welcome to it.
You can make it feel bigger that way, too.
Absolutely you can. Hell yes.
That's how the NBA
Great idea.
Make it feel so big. It's like, oh my gosh, offseason trades?
Yeah.
You know, this is awesome. Free agency in college. We're like, what the hell's happening? Who's this three-star guy going to Bowling Green?
Would you like trades in college football, though?
Hell yes.
I think that would be cool, too.
That'd be sick.
Yeah. And then players, if you get traded, you get a little bit of a bump because you're getting sent to a place, you know, maybe you didn't want to go to Ashtabula State or something like that. But we're going to kick in an extra 10 grand because you're taking one for the team.
Yeah. I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you've got to make it feel bigger, because we don't know these guys like we know the NBA, or it's not LeBron James. It's a four-star running back out of, you know, Stanford. It's like,
right.
It's a little different.
And it really makes those guys think it's not willy-nilly anymore. And you should only get one transfer. I mean, that is it. One free transfer in college sports, and that's it, man. That's enough. It really is. Unless you've used your transfer and then that coach gets fired or moves,
okay,
then you should be able to get another one.
I'm in.
Everybody gets one. But then if that coach Something happens, then you get another one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Unforeseen circumstances.
If I went to Alabama and then Nick Saban retired, I'd be like, okay, really?
Yeah, I didn't come to play for Dopey Von Doperson man.
Not fair.
Yeah.
So, no, I like that rule, too. You can't have, I'm a senior, it's my fifth transfer. It's like, what the hell,
there was some guy at Vanderbilt that like went after somebody on Twitter because I think it was On Three Sports. They said so-and-so is looking for a seventh year, and he quote tweeted and goes, I'm done after this year. Well, you should have been done a long time ago, dude. Loser.
25.
Yeah, like you're no longer hanging out at the college bars. You're people's dads now.
Yeah.
I don't mind the rules of transfer. Like, what is it? You get two? Is that right? Or do you get three?
I don't know. Is there a limit?
I thought it was unlimited right now.
Russell Wilson? Yeah, I don't mind it because I think things change a lot. Like, recruitment happens or transfer happens. Like, you look at Mizzou, right? Bo Pabula came from Penn State because the guy at Penn State's like, I think I'm going to stick around one more year.
Drew Aller. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Pabula goes to Mizzou, and they've got their guy. That's good. There's people that are like, he might be their best starting quarterback since they've had Drew Locke, which wasn't that long ago, but put it all together, kind of was, right?
And well, I guess it was, now that you think about it. Gosh, Locke's been in the NFL for almost a decade now.
I was going to say, 7 or 8 years, right?
Yeah, it's been really, a minute. Time goes fast.
Unlimited.
Unlimited.
Yeah, so you don't need, but you shouldn't be allowed to have unlimited transfers because your feelings got hurt. You know, you can't even have unlimited transfers in the majors or in the NFL or in the NBA. You sign a contract. Now, certain individuals will pout their way out, and they suck. But I think in a situation like this in college sports, man, we have coddled to too many people for far too long. It's time to bring this thing back. You've committed to the university. You get one free transfer. If the coach leaves, you get another transfer. But, man, you've committed to this place. And because you didn't work hard enough and somebody may have passed you on the depth chart, now you want to transfer because you don't want to work harder and you just want it handed to you? Up yours.
Well, kiss my ass. I'd say in that regard.
Speaking of time passing by, hockey training camp starts today.
Wow. Jeez. That's insane.
NBA starts in a month and a half.
I say, we're getting going. NBA will start.
Yep. When does the NBA start?
October.
Yeah, it's usually, like mid-October.
It's like mid-October.
Training camp? Because their first game's right around Halloween, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they'll have some preseason, some training camp. Yeah, preseason NBA.
Oh, God. What's worse, fall puck or fall hoops?
The first game in – that's first game in NBA history.
I think hockey's got to be better.
You think it's better?
I think it's better.
Oh, fall puck is terrible.
It's fall basketball.
Yeah, well, it's bad, too.
It's pretty bad.
But yeah, once the calendar turns, you get to January, then you can start adopting the inside sports. But, you know, as of right now, like, it's too early for
way too early. I'm football all the way.
Yeah, preseason starts Friday, October 3rd for the NBA.
Wait, say that again.
Whoa.
Friday, October 3rd is a preseason game.
For the NBA? Okay. So their training camp's got to be starting. That's 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's happening.
Jeez. Yeah, Melbourne, there's a game, preseason game in Melbourne, Australia.
Wow.
October 3rd.
I wonder if KC gets any games.
We used to. Yeah. Hey, oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, exactly. But you go to those games, and they're the biggest waste of time.
For
they,
sure.
They so found fun, five guys in the crowd and put jerseys on them and said, you're playing for the Heat tonight.
I thought it was cool when I was a kid.
Yeah, when you're a kid. Absolutely.
That's Shaq.
Yeah.
He's on the bench, but that's Shaq.
But a lot of times those guys weren't even there anymore. And,
nope.
You know, I liked when they did them at Allen Fieldhouse. They did a couple of NBA preseason games there when Roy was the coach because he had the connection to Jordan.
That's sick.
And so they would bring him in. Every day they would bring him in. I think it came one time. They did something like that, which was kind of cool.
It's really cool.
Do a preseason game there. That's something unique, you know?
Heck yes.
October 21st, 6:30 on Peacock is Houston versus Oklahoma City Thunder.
Is that the first regular season?
October 21st.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we're a month away. Yeah. So training camp for the
NBA, dude.
Basketball.
Yeah.
Give me the ball because I'm gonna dunk it.
And then you've got NBC, who's now putting reporters on the bench during the game.
Hell yeah.
That's gonna be awkward.
I think listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's going to be terrible. That.
Well, you could have the owner of your football team come down and take notes.
They're 2-0. She's doing a hell of a job over there, man.
Is it just me, or does she kind of look like Daniel Jones' mother without knowing what Daniel Jones' mother looks like?
I could see that.
Anybody's mom is on the field that's Daniel Jones' mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
Browns
why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.